Yana.
Yeah, I saw that one coming. It's a Metal Enema on Solar for All Radio, solarforall.com. I'm the Undertaker.
And I'm Agapornis right. Epicac. Yes. We are the Tango and Cash of your evening.
Yeah, if you know what we mean.
Unless you're watching Tango and Cash. And
in which case.
Then we're the over the top of your evening.
Over the top, Dad, over the top. You know, he's coming out with another movie.
Yes.
Sylvester Stallone. John Rambo.
John Rambo. Have you seen the preview for it? It's super bloody and awesome.
Wow.
Like, he jumps up in a Jeep and turns this 20 millimeter gun on a dude in the front seat and just completely pastes him all over the windshield. And then he's in the jungle and some guy's walking up behind him or whatever. And he swings around with a machete and just cuts the guy's.
Are you fucking kidding
me? No. And Stallone's like financing this and putting it all together. And the trailer is just essentially like teaser footage. He's still, I think, shopping it around, looking for more funding or looking for somebody to pick it up.
Wow.
But it was pretty gruesome. You know, he completely threw the neck thwack with a machete or like cut somebody in
what
half.
What for?
At the waist.
I don't understand. Was it?
The premise is that Rambo's back living in Thailand or wherever, the Southeast Asian trash can. Uh-huh. And these bourgeois. You know, we want to make ourselves feel better by going to some third world trash can to help out these other people. These human rights workers is what they are, I think. So they want to hire Rambo as a boat guide because he declines, tells them, you know, you're just going to face your death up there, all this stuff. And they go anyway.
You're not going to find your face. It's not whatever you're going to find up there. You don't want to find it. Because it's just bad stuff that you'll find up there.
Excuse me while I go take a shit.
So
you have to put your mouth to the side when you do that, too.
Yeah. You got to flex the right side. So they, of course, go up there and find out, oh, it's indeed worse than they thought, and they're captured, and they're going to get shot and all this shit, and then the girl escapes, and somebody comes and says, you know, John, they went up there and got fucked up, and he's guilt-ridden, and so he gets on the boat and goes on a killing spree and kills all of Burma.
Does he fly a helicopter upside down and chop people's heads off?
But there's like a lot of gunfire and bow action, and he's just like running around with a knife, and I don't even think it's his trademark knife, but he's just stabbing the shit out of everything that walks and talks. And
it sounds like it's gonna be hysterical.
It was fun, yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, the preview was great. Or he's doing all the kind of over the top cheesy shit from like 2 and 3 that everyone was all behind, and you know, back when the 80s, mid-80s action movies were at their peak. But it's done with all of the cinematic stylings that have been developed since The Matrix and since all the shit where everything's a lot more graphic, but a lot better done.
Yeah.
And it's like fires off the AK-47 and fingers go missing, blood packets go everywhere, and eyes are shot out. The guys are going, oh, fuck! Look at the camera and fall down dead. You know, squibs explode on people's necks and shit. Like, it's up here!
I have to check that out.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen some good moron action. Speaking of moron action, we actually went to see Emperor this... No, I'm just kidding. Went to see Emperor over the weekend.
Yeah.
Candlelight was nice enough to hook us up with tickets, so we flipped to New York. We've kind of... Metal Enema's kind of been doing like what we did in the old days where we'd like make road trips to shows. But then instead, now we're doing plane trips. I went to see Watain in Tampa.
Right.
And then Agapornis and I both went up to New York and saw Emperor. And it was good. It was, Eyes of the Dead. It's a band I'd never heard of. Death
right.
metal. Pretty reasonably good death metal band from Connecticut. And
really
then,
good crowd reaction they had.
Yeah.
Everyone was into it and thrashing around and pitting and such. Mm-hmm.
And then Aversa from Texas, right here in Texas. And then
Emperor.
And then Emperor, yeah. And what can I say? It was pretty cool. Emperor was really good live, although...
A little static.
Yeah, because they don't... Because
they've been around for 16 years.
What? No, longer than that. Almost 20. I mean, it's
that's right.
Yo,
that's
it's 16 years. You're right.
Well, they... They said they got we actually interviewed Ishan a little bit, and he said
just kind of chatted with him, and
he got started, their emperor got signed to Candlelight when they were 16. So
yeah,
and he said
Jesus.
he was
13. He was 13 when he started the band. He's 32 now.
Right. Oh, okay.
God
Son
damn.
Of a bitch.
19 years.
Yeah.
19. Shit.
And still treading on the stuff he wrote when he was 13
yeah,
and 16.
And 16. Yeah, they were really, really good, but they were kind of in their just sort of normal guy mode.
Yeah, they're definitely at that point where it's, you know, oh, we've been doing this forever, and we're not going to put a whole lot of
extra. Yeah, and it's no pain, nothing. I mean, and it's also really weird because now all their current fans are basically people who got into them like Nine Equilibrium onwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have nothing but like college nerds, basically, who are into Emperor. I mean,
yeah.
there were some Hessians, but then it's just a lot of people who don't like people who can't take Gorgoroth
right.
at the show. You know, it was a really interesting audience, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of smart people and a lot of people who don't really understand black metal. They only understand Emperor, and like their two favorite bands are Emperor and Opeth.
Right.
You know,
true.
Like, I like Emperor, Opeth, and Dream Theater.
Yeah.
You know, that
yes,
kind of thing.
Rush.
It's just weird. Well, anyway.
Cheer.
Yeah. But it was a good time. I guess we'll go ahead and just kick it off with the double. We're going to do a few double shots tonight. So we're going to kick it off here with Emperor. This is from In the Nightside Eclipse. This is Beyond the Great Vast Forest.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Necromantia with Scarlet Witching Dreams off of Scarlet Evil Witching Black, which I think still wins the prize as one of the coolest album titles ever.
And one of the most unique-ish albums out there.
Because it's all bass.
All double bass, all on, literally.
All on basses.
That's right.
Yep. And before that was In Longing Spirit from the B-side on Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk, which I like that song because it reminds me of a song from In the Night Side Eclipse.
Yeah.
So pretty cool stuff. Before that, Beyond the Great Vast Forest from In the Night Side Eclipse.
And if you ever wonder where or forget where bands come up with names that have Great Vast Forest in it or references to Great Vast Forest,
it's Emperor.
That's the band.
Yep.
That's the song. The band.
Yeah, so I guess Emperor played, well, as we're recording this, Emperor will have played Los Angeles last night.
Right.
But by the time you hear this, it'll be like a week. Yeah. No, it'll have been just this previous weekend, yeah. Actually. So, so we're still talking about our New York experience.
Yeah, and what's not going to New York without a run-in with zombies or chuds?
Yeah, we...
And in this case...
Agapornis got accosted by a zombie.
Yeah, we went to this... place called Hospital Records or Hospital Productions.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's in a basement.
It's through, you have to go through this reggae store, and at the back of the reggae store, you start hearing this, and when you come around the corner of this fake wall, it must have been the styrofoam, there's a hole in the floor and a ladder down.
Yeah, it's just a trap door ladder.
So you have to climb down there, and then in this, 15 by 8 foot room or something, there's this industrial noise, power electronic,
black metal record store.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Left wall was all CDs. The right side was all vinyl. And the back wall was floor to ceiling shelves divided up into nothing but demo tapes. And then the other side was live and bootleg CDs.
Yeah, it was really something.
Very strange.
Yeah, I liked it though. It was really a neat idea. I felt bad that I didn't find anything I wanted to buy.
Yeah.
Then we come out of there. And
man, I am so jonesing for reggae now.
Yeah.
My heart is full of Ja Love and Zion and Babylon and all that kind of stuff.
And my God, does New York have a lot of good-looking women.
Yeah.
Whoa, just on the street. And then none of them wear bras. It was really hot and
wonderful.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
And they're just walking around braless, every last one of them.
At night when they started putting on their little slinky Saturday night beaver dresses.
Their Chloe 7G dresses or whatever.
That was great.
Yeah, and so anyway, you got accosted by a zombie.
Yeah, we're sitting on a stoop doing the whole New York...
sitting on a stoop thing.
Goddamn, on the floor.
Well, I just kept waiting for Oscar the Grouch to lean over the rail. What are you guys doing? Oh, hey, Oscar. Just because you always see that on Sesame Street. But yeah, so this guy comes up.
Yeah, we're checking on our flight information or something. I don't know, on the phone, and... this guy wanders up and just standing there swaying in front of us, and he's totally sunburned. He's brown like Corinthian leather, and then
no comprehension in his eyes. He's just like glass-eyed,
and his mouth is covered in like
sesame seeds
and crumbs and crust, and he's just standing there. The barbershop, and I just said, I don't know, dude. Maybe down the block, I do this myself. Pointing at my shaved head, and he's starts trying to move forward. And
thought he was going to take a bite out of you.
ready to shoot him in the head or destroy the brain.
So we finally just we're talking across each other, sort of ignoring him, and then finally we're like, anyway, I guess we were to get back to the hotel, and then we get up, and then he starts like loping after us, and then
he drops his bag full of deodorant and other little charms and jewels that he's picked up, and so he was distracted enough by that.
We just hoofed it away.
Yeah. Not really changing pace, just I think him having to stop and go, oh, fuck, it all fell, and bend over to pick it all up was enough to cause him to shut down, I think. But
either that or I was going to throw a trash can in his way, knock it over, throw a dog at him,
Right, cardboard box. Yeah. Kind of like in the Jerk.
Where he's throwing the popcorn at the guy. Yeah. So we also stayed at this very interesting...
It was a hostel of the Caribbean.
Part three. Yeah, because it was like it was basically like a coastal prison.
Yeah,
if you've ever been like down to Florida and gone to like one of those old forts or whatever, it was like a coastal prison
where it's just the checkerboard bars all right. us together.
Yeah, it was this warehouse that had been turned into a hostel. And admittedly, it was well run. The people mm-hmm. there had their shit together.
Yeah.
But you get up there, and it's just a warehouse that has been partitioned. It's yeah. like these closets with beds in them, literally.
If you've ever read any cyberpunk fiction, they talk about coffin hotels. I think this right. is like the prototype coffin but hotel type of thing.
That would have been fine, except for the fact that there was no ceiling.
Right.
It was
right.
like the tops just were open. It just had like wooden lattice nailed down.
Yeah, the walls were, oh, I don't know, maybe like
seven feet,
and it stopped. And then above that was another 2 feet of lattice covered by wooden lattice. And for those of you who don't know what lattice is,
it's like that.
It's the sort of the cross-hatched wooden frame
that checkerboard that you put under a deck to keep your dog from running under there, or whatever.
Or you grow vines or something
on it. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it was just covered in that. So open to the ceiling, all the lights whenever they were on, you could see. My room was actually underneath this pyramid-style skylight.
Mine was too.
Ended up focusing the sun's rays into a heat beam down.
And yours was
room.
On the other side of the shower,
right
room.
Next to the shower.
So the shower's like basically beating the water right onto your wall.
Every time all the Russian hookers and the
yeah, because there was all these Russian chicks there, and I was like going, and a lot of them were good looking, yeah, and I was like, what's going on?
And they were
in
click clacking on their little high heels yep. to and from the shower, and the French couple that must have been showering together or something, because they were, and all of these people. There's a lot of Europeans there, and they have their own ways and stuff, but it sounded like they were taking military showers and not using soap, because
right.
they were just in there, water full blast on the side of the room. And then they'd get out of the shower, it was over really quick, and then they'd be talking.
Yeah, I could hear them all.
Bam!
Yeah, oh, fuck. Because all the doors are made of this, like, salvaged wood.
Yeah.
And so when you slammed the doors, it's like, and none of the doors had handles on them, really. I mean, some of them did, yeah. but they wouldn't shut. You had to lock it.
Right.
So it's like, wham! You know, fuck! It's horrible.
And I feel bad for the people that we woke up, because a couple times moving our bags in and out of the floor, we hit some doors inadvertently, and I yeah. hope nobody was in there.
Clunk. Well, I mean, yeah, because the hall was about wide enough.
3 feet.
Yeah, it was not wide enough for two people to pass each other.
No.
So.
It was about 3 or less feet,
yeah.
and it was barely wide enough to walk.
Yeah. But it was only $60 a night.
Yeah.
So that's as cheap as it gets on the Lower East Side in New York. I mean, you know, it was yeah. only like 10 minutes away from B.B. King's, where Emperor was, and then mm-hmm. we went cruising around all over.
It was
Lower
diagonal
East Side.
From the now closed down CBGB.
Yeah, that was really depressing. It just looked like any other storefront that had closed mm-hmm. down. It's like
they don't even have the awning on it anymore.
No, I would have just thought it was a sandwich shop.
Yeah,
if I had seen it.
But it was on Joey Ramone Way,
yeah,
which was not anywhere near Rabbi Ostov
Kavizovitz. Yeah,
Way.
Yeah, I saw that. That was funny too. Yeah, well. Anyway, that's New York for you. I like it better than L.A. by a long shot. L.A. is where you go for, like, the really gnarly porn sex.
Yes.
Although,
that's
it seemed
why
like
I go there.
Seemed like there was a lot seems like there's a lot of that in New York, too, based on those ads in the back of that.
Yeah,
voice.
Yeah.
Holy
Hot
Christ.
Cocoa for the new she-male in town for when it's cold outside. I forgot to.
And then the gay guy with the.
Oh, yeah, where he's
the gay guy's just laying butt
face,
out
face
right
down
to the
with
camera
his with cock his... and balls underneath to show off the you know the parts that you care about if you're into that sort of thing.
I didn't like that. I had to like go wash my hands.
I forgot to grab a copy of that newspaper. I was gonna bring it so that we could read the ads on.
Oh shit!
It was all like she-mail this and she-mail that and.
All right, speaking of New York, Immolation is our band of the month.
Yep.
They've got their new album, Shadows in the Light. We're going to play three tracks from this. We've got Hate's Plague, Passion Kill, and World Agony. Ow. it's all downer. What's wrong with these guys? I remember that story a few years ago when Bob was talking, Bob Vigna, the guitarist yeah. from Immolation, was talking about how his parents came to see them play. And his mother was
yeah.
very bothered because she's like, what's wrong with him? Why is he so angry? That's not my son.
It's not my boy. My boy's a good boy. Nice, sweet boy.
I have no son. All right.
<I don't> know. Who knows? There's always some device going on with these people.
Yes. All right.
Oh my God, I don't understand life.
What the fuck?
coping machine. It's just this non-specific device that wears off camera.
I don't understand. It's like the ice cream scoop and Stripes. What are you going to do with that? I never understood that. I remember asking my mother. I was like, what is he doing? And she's like, it's just a joke. This is the Metal Enema on Solar Fall Radio. I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac. MySpace.com/Metal Enema. MetalEnema@gmail.com. That was World Agony, Passion Kill, and Hate's Plague from Immolation. Sounds a lot like Wrathicon. It's a Wrathicon dialogue. You know.
Oh, yeah.
For Hate's Plague, I spit my last breath at thee. For Passion Kill, I stab at thy heart. For World Agony.
Now, Immolation are more Star Wars people. You know, I was thinking of a couple of different things that I was having a laugh about with my wife. One thing about, since she came with us to Emperor, I always threatened to introduce her to people, like especially people where it would be extremely embarrassing, like in front of Ishan.
Right.
You know, like, hi, I'm such and such, and this is my lover, Erica, you know. I mean, we're married, you know, right. It's like, she's my wife. Why the fuck would I do that? But anyway, she's always like, God, no, don't ever do that. Because this is my lover, Erica.
Sounds so swinger.
I know, and it sounds so prurient. It's like, because it just, whenever you refer to someone as your lover, it more just means that you're just fucking.
Yeah,
you know, I don't have a vested interest in this person outside of our sex life. That's what holds us together.
Yeah, that's always the way those the dirty older women that are real hot in some, you know, in movies and TV shows are portrayed as saying, you know, treating everybody, come here, lover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
exactly. Like, you just want me for my dick.
Yeah. Or, you know, you used to hear that a lot. It's like, you know, oh, you know, I want to be your lover back in like the 80s.
Yeah.
Ew.
After a big bump of toot.
Yeah, yeah. You want to be lovers? Okay. Yeah.
Come on, lover.
I'm totally getting a clue. the coping machine. it just shows a person just sitting there kind of vibrating slightly, and it's not explained what they're doing. You don't see their arm moving, really. Right. It's just,
and then it's just this non-specific whirring.
The other thing I was thinking of is, you know how people talk about euphemistically as friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like being a lover. That's right. Like the modern term for it, right. Friends with benefits. I was wondering.
Fuck buddies.
Yeah, exactly. But what I was going to say is that I think they should also come up with a new term, enemies with benefits.
Yes.
Because it happens more often than you might think. I mean, you break up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whatever, and then you do that thing where you get together and you still fuck. You know.
All right, well, I'm going to be home at 3, so you can come over then to get your stuff.
I hate you. God, and then, like, you're doing it harder than you've ever done it before.
It's, and then, like, it's always like, oh, why didn't we do this when we were together? I don't know. Let's try it again.
And then it doesn't work.
And then one snappy bass riff later. I'm going to be over at 3. You can get your stuff then.
That's enemies with benefits in a nutshell. We just got to coin that. Enemies with benefits.
EWB.
Yeah. Why is it the Seinfeld bass line? What is that? Well, must it be the Seinfeld baseline? This is what happens when you go to New York for the weekend.
Right.
The Seinfeld baseline just starts showing up everywhere. It's cities full of Jews. What can I say? One band I picked up when we were up there, actually, I was fully aware of this band, but I finally got a hold of the CD, is Coffins. They're from Japan.
Yeah.
We're just trying to bust out the baseline again. Turning Japanese. They're from Japan, Tokyo, actually, because nobody is from anywhere else in Japan but Tokyo.
Well, I think the whole main island might as well just be called Tokyo.
Tokyo now, yeah. But this is the song "The Other Side of Blasphemy," which is the part of blasphemy you don't see as much.
It's
the
sensitive side.
Yeah, the part of blasphemy you don't know. Not the way I know him.
That's
not my son. But this is a song called "Blood and Bone." It's pretty grungy and crusty and death metally, and they're really starting to catch on. It seems like a lot of that Southern Lord scene seems to be in the Coffins, which is kind of going to...
Which means a lot of Austin hipsters are going to be into coffee. Yeah, which... They're going to play emos. Oh, wait, they already did.
No, they're supposed to, but it got canceled.
Oh, okay, well.
So.
Still.
Yeah, them and Gallhammer, we're going to see a lot more of that kind of thing. Not, which, I like both bands.
Right.
But it's just going to get to be that trendy thing. Gallhammer was in the new issue of Vice.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, so it's going to go that way with it, unfortunately. Lots of square glasses wearing people going to be listening to this shit. But in the meantime, we're still going to support them because they're good. This is Coffin's Blood and Bone. balls on chin.
Loving the feeling, balls on chin.
That was a big block of evilness. That was Master of Man Absolute from the new Profanatica. Profanatitas de Dominatia. And before that, Hymn of the Crow from Mahemic Truth. Not that Brandon Lee movie, but...
Oh, yeah.
And for that, from...
Time it takes to only just do the balls on chin. Time you want your smack so much you'll give in and blow that dude.
Before that was Bringer.
His cock is slapping me in the mouth.
Before that, Bringer of Aether from Crimson Evenfall, now Musta Surma, lesser known band from Finland. And topping that off was Blood and Bone from Coffins.
Yay, Coffins, bringing back Peaceville, British and Swedish grind death metal from 1992.
Yep. Yeah. That's cool. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
This is what I've been building up to all night. You know how Profanatica had that 7-inch Broken Jew?
Yeah.
I was thinking he could do like the Nine Inch Nails thing and put out a flip side one called Fixed Jew. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, that was worth the wait. We still got a ton of stuff to play tonight. We made Watain our band of the month last month, and we didn't get to finish them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the way it's going. Since
they escaped our grasp, and now they're on the world tour, yes. Sons of bitches.
How could you let them get away?
Clitus!
So basically where we're at is...
Why aren't you seizing Watain? Bring her a little arms.
So they had Sworn to the Dark, which was the album they just came out with, which is really... Man, they came along at the right time. They just really don't seem... There doesn't seem to be anything out there right now that's poised to unhorse that album.
Nope.
It's going to be really interesting to see just how far this goes.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to say I knew them when.
Mm-hmm.
Knew them when they were like still dangerous and scary.
Yeah.
But actually, I shouldn't say that. They were just as dangerous and scary when I saw them. So no worries there. But we're going to go ahead and play the last two tracks off of that. It's Underneath the Cenotaph and Stellar Vor. So that was like, wasn't that a Streetcar Named Desire?
Yeah.
Stellar Vor! Yeah.
Stellar Vor!
You'd have to be over 40 to get that. Oh, well. All right. Here we go.
Thank you. Move and the bear. Sworn to the dark, Stella Vore and underneath
The Cenotaph. Are you noticing a pattern here?
That we're replacing the actual Watane riff with Motley Crue.
I think they'd like that. I think Watane would appreciate that. Yep. So anyway, that was basically it. That was Sworn to the Dark in its entirety. So check that out. It's important to note that it was put out by the Ina Offensive here in the States.
Yes.
Ina is a great label. You should support them at theinaoffensive.com.
T-H-E, not T-E-H. A-J-N-A.
Not Aja, yeah. But Ina, A-J-N-A, offensive.com.
O-F-F-E-N-S-I-V-E.
.com. Pwned.
/
Shit. We haven't done this in quite a while. We've got three songs from Deicide. This is what we used to call the trifix on our old show.
It was a big fucking deal back then.
Yeah, because Deicide was still cool.
Yes.
Back then.
Now it's kind of like the Star Wars saga.
Yeah, well, Deicide, the albums that we play, it's the first three albums, and they're still cool. Although it's funny because we were talking about how Deicide is kind of like Star Wars because you have the first album, just Deicide, which is great.
Right.
And then you have Legion, which is just like even better. Yeah. Just amazing.
Just like Empire Strikes Back.
And then you have Once Upon the Cross, which is pretty good,
yeah, but it has some Return of the Jedi
things
moment
in it that are kind of not so good.
Like, right, like they have their confessional rape.
They have their Ewok moments. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, Deicide's kind of the Star Wars of death metal. And then, of course, the later albums are just like episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
You know, just really poorly executed and cruising on the name alone.
Right.
So, and also featuring Samuel L. Jackson.
Shit. Yeah.
So,
with a lot of Christian elements. Surprise, surprise. How many albums after...
Let's count them, shall we?
Okay. So, Serpents of the Light.
Let's take a look here. We've got... We're looking... Oh, God, I hate that picture. All right, we're looking this up. Okay, so we have Once Upon the Cross. We're playing that. Okay, right. After that, we have Serpents of the Light, Incinerate Him,
yep.
In Torment in Hell, Scars of the Crucifix.
Jesus Christ.
And then
exactly.
Stench of Redemption.
Oh, my God.
Five fucking albums.
It's almost like...
But yeah, so Deicide put out five albums. That shows you just how far unplugged we got from that band after Serpents of the Light.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I thought it was like three
albums or four max.
Yeah, I remember one of them.
Torment and Hell.
Yeah, the one that had the silver cover with all the different sigils smashed together.
Yes, I remember Incinerate Him because that was the one that was really, really bad. But now,
Bible pressure.
We hear that Glenn is once again not...
Yeah, they apparently have played again without Glenn Benton.
Steve Asheim should start doing vocals, too, and just get to the core of what it is. It's Steve Asheim's band at this point.
Right, and just put his drum riser right in front and make the other altar boys sit behind
him. Or just make it a Nocturnus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. I remember like when we seen Nocturnus in San Antonio on the Grind Crusher tour, mm-hmm. What the fuck is this? I'd never heard them, and it's just like Mike Browning with his little mini kit all up in the front, you know, just front and center. It made it harder to stage dive until they got off the stage. It's kind of funny. All right, so...
Before Christ, after I rule again,
yes.
After death, I live again.
Yeah. Well, anyway, for those of you who are skeptical of old Deicide, don't be. It's great.
Yes.
It's really, really good.
It's not Nocturnus at all.
No, no. So
away in the manger, I go back in time to shoot the little Jesus before his crime.
See, Nocturnus goes back in time to shoot the baby Jesus.
Well, they're so
in
evil.
In the manger, yeah.
That's so evil. They use technology
that's
for
right.
evil.
They send a cyber robot back to an android-killing Terminator
machine. Sounds familiar. With a coping device.
Yeah.
Woo, that was the Trifix. That was, God, that's so fast. They play their songs so fast, and their songs are so short. It's like, the only band that's really got shorter songs is the Misfits. So that was DSI with Kill the Christian, which was true to form, pretty good. DSI with Behead the Prophet, No Lord Shall Live, off of Legion, which is fucking awesome.
Yes.
And then DSI with Day of Darkness, which actually is pretty fucking awesome, too. So there you go. That was the Trifix. We'll be doing that again. Don't care if you don't like it. We like it. And if you're not educated about Deicide, now's the time.
That's right.
Listen to this show and decide that you'll get the first two albums for sure, and then maybe get the other one because it's pretty good.
Yeah, and then email complaints to metalenema@gmail.com.
I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac. This is Metal Enema on Solar Fall Radio.
That's right. We've still got more to come and also more songs to play. Yeah, dropping songs
all over your all over stream.
Your internet stream.
All over your download.
Yeah, downing loads. All over your broadband. Oh my. Okay, with that in mind, it's time for some mayhem with a song called Auntie. Well, no, that's the guy from Demolich.
Right.
Auntie, as in not pro.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. makes me ill. His sentiment is great, but all of steel. His cold is the great, to the fiend's power. He roars in the dark, and pours voracious. His threats are rallying, his tolerance flies. His wounds are on, his flying rage. His touching, pulling, soil and dead. The blade, blade, the brother's blade. Into the eyes of chaos. The choices of flesh. He makes blood to data. Kill and to kill. Poisonous food choice. Silver smoke. The dreads of the land. The name of intense fear. Flesh and blood. The blood and blood. Pulls in flesh. There's no chance. Fire spreading enemies. The cause burns. Into the eyes of chaos. The change of fire. You may prove to jail. Kill and to kill. All of the dogs. Silver and gold. Pleasure.
That was If Garf Etchteg Nair Mare Toto Yevla Utvisnining from The Shining.
I like how you took on like sort of the American Indian sound to your voice.
Okay. And before that, Kashtana Chaos in Flesh from Ramasfix. And before that, my friend Buffalo Hump told me about this auntie from Mayhem. I thought he was in Timberlitch, but it's not a rock. It's a piece of rock candy. It's not. I just have it for looking through. It's not for eating.
I like it when you do that. It's like those really, really old Indian men the only thing that's holding them together is their leathery, leathery skin.
On the mesa, we cannot hold off an entire battalion. It's a good place to hold up. The water, own source of water and solar power.
Yeah, that was Shining from that's new, by the way, that came out on Osmos. It's 5, Halmstad, which from what I hear is a really awful place in Germany, like just a really depressing, crappy city.
Kind of like Oklahoma with the with the Cree on the one side of Raping Pigeon Way and and those goddamn Eskimo that come in, I don't know why they moved them in here and they got their own damn place to stay in Nunavut. But they came down about 5 or so. They want them live over here and make igloos, but it's too damn hot here.
Tell me more, grizzled old Indian. We still have one more.
Maybe later. I gotta take a wampum now.
Takes a long time with the lack of prune in the field.
About right now, all my bowels are kind of like the dust out here in the desert. There's not much moving through it. Impacted kind of hard. Like the salt flats before the rain when there's never never any rain here, so not a whole lot moves through. But at night sometimes it cools off enough where maybe a little trickle comes out
when you least expect it. Yeah. Grotesque nocturnal makes blasphemies.
Got a pee-pee in the teepee.
That's fucking stupid. All right, that was I Skate Good from Downtime's Car.
It's like that time where we found a half-empty bottle of Coors on the road and said it was an Indian artifact. Mythological cold moon symbol.
That was I Slakte Good from Dodheimsgaard's Kronet to Kanj. Gonna Kronet to Kanj, baby. And then before that, Nocturnal Blasphemies from Grotesque.
After you Kanj, you get the fire water. Burns in her canoe.
We have the...
Had to go find a nappy dugout. And then run the back, we find the longhouse and go put up some mud thatch walls. Just glad I can still put up my lodge pole.
My totem pole fits all the way. All right, that was Jesus, man. That was
Rain Dance.
That was the Metal Enema, kind of.
On the Undertaker. What? Is that it?
Yeah. Yes, 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 Chief. That's it. We've made it to the end. You can die now. I'm the Undertaker.
Agapornis Sepakak. Red Bull.
Yeah, I'm Red Bull. There you go. I hope you enjoyed it. MetalEnema@gmail.com. MySpace.com.
Can't stop now. Thanks a lot. I'm going to single tear run down my face like in the old commercials.
MySpace.com/MetalEnema.
Solarfall Radio.
Hello to all our friends and listeners. We'll talk to you soon.
Further get out the coping device for it to not be dug out. We don't know what the coping device does, really.
It's non-specific.
Very vague in application.